This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load, hour number two. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. The best gun. I mean, you cannot beat this kind of a gun stock for this kind of a price. There's just no beating it. You can't beat it. But you don't have to take my word for it. Go check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. Okay, so this is the way it worked out. So, like, last month, they had a really good month, and Friday we were set up to have a substitute for my normal man to come on in. So then I'm still ailing, so the show doesn't go off, and I let the substitute know, and I say, can you be with me on Monday? And she says yes, and then now she has to be substituted for by the main man. And that's I'm thoroughly confused, but I'm just going to roll with this. But joining us now from the Truth About Guns is the editor-in-chief, Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Bill, and I'm glad to be here no matter what the circumstances.
Well, you now you guys were having a celebration. You guys had a very good month, huh? Truth about guns.
We had the best month of the year in November. We had 1.9 something million readers. It was just a great month for us. Yeah, very good.
Yeah,
happy hour.
We'll have to have that talk offline. I don't want to talk about that right now. So, now just out of curiosity. When that kind of stuff pops up, what is your average readership like? What does that look like?
Oh, we're usually around the 1.4, 1.5 million readers per month, unique readers per month number throughout the year. And it usually goes up this time of year. But we had an exceptionally good November due to a couple of posts that did really well. And there we go. You know, lots of gun news. And so we just had a little celebration, but I'm glad to be here tonight with you.
Well, I'm glad you're here with me tonight. Now, hopefully I'll be here all week, and then I'll be calling you Thursday to say, come on back on this Friday, and then you'll get a twofer. And then before long, if I see any sort of a noticeable bump every time you come on the show, I'll just be handing it off, and you could be there.
We'll see. We'll see about that.
So what has caught your eye at Truth About Guns here lately?
Well, first, let me say something really nice about your advertiser, Boyd's Gunstocks.
Okay.
We have their at-one gunstock, which is an adjustable gunstock.
Yeah, like, those.
Where you can adjust the length of pull and the drop of comb, and it is fantastic. And it's a bargain, too, for what it is.
Yeah.
And we've got one that goes on a Remington 870. We'll have a review out probably next week. On that, and it's great. So not to shamelessly plug your advertiser, but they make great products.
Well, now, I went out and I found a Remington 870 that was the ugliest Remington 870 in the English-speaking world.
What kind of stock was on this thing?
It was probably about 30 years old. It was a former cop gun. It was a four-round magazine, and I don't know when they fielded those, but I think now, isn't it a five- or six-round magazine on the gun?
Yeah, I think it is, especially for law enforcement.
This one had surface rust. The original wooden stock on it was creased and dented where it would sit in that clamp that would hold it in the car and keep it secure.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I got with Boyd's, and I put the very At One stock on it that you're talking about, and then I took it to another sponsor who took it and bead blasted it and then coated it and refinished it. And
probably a beautiful gun now.
And it's got a plus two, a Wilson Combat plus two on the end of the magazine, so it's a six-round magazine now. It's a little longer than I wanted it to be, but then again, what do I care? I'm not a big shotgun guy, but this is a beautiful shotgun. So I have got to put out the same review. I'm going to be putting out a video review of that one very shortly. That one, and I've got another one in the pipeline for the CZ Scorpion. So
yeah,
those are the next two videos I'm going to be releasing. So
sounds great. Yeah, but to all your readers out there, got a gun and want to jazz it up, make it look better, make it fit better, a Boyd stock is a great way to go. That At One is fantastic.
The At One, I've got the At One on the shotgun. I've got the At One on a scout rifle by Ruger, the gun sight scout.
Nice.
And that takes the weight a little bit beyond what the purest gun sight scout would think it should be.
Yeah.
But at the same time, for that optic that's going to be mounted so far forward with that adjustable comb, that makes it so much more ergonomically correct.
Yeah, there's a lot of eye relief on those guns. You have to have a scope that lets you do that. I think it's what, 6 inches forward where a normal scope would be.
Right.
So, yeah, that's a nice gun, especially with an At One. Make it fit you perfectly.
Yeah. Do you know who Andy Langlois is?
That name sounds familiar, but not off the top of my head.
Andy Langlois is the guy. He started something called Andy's Leather. And when Jeff Cooper was conceptualizing the Scout rifle, Andy Langlois was the one that designed the Rhodesian sling. So he would spend countless time sending these things to Jeff Cooper, and Jeff Cooper would call him back and say, this is what I like, this is what I don't like. And Andy Langlois, because I don't know anything about bolt guns, I put a video out about the Scout when I got it, and all I, you know, and it's pretty good-natured ribbing, but I was told, you're pretty good with a tactical rifle. You're not shooting a tactical rifle right now, though. So Andy Langlois is going to come to me, and I sent him the At One stop to go on one of his Scouts, and he's going to come down here, and he's going to teach me the ways of the Scout, and I'm going to shoot a video on that one.
I was going to say, that'll make it be a really great video. I'd love to run that for you.
Hey, well, when I get it, I'll call you up and say, here you go, brother.
So I'm sure a lot of people don't know the right way to handle a Scout rifle.
Well, I don't, but I mean the whole thing with the Rhodesian sling makes it much easier. And it's a very heavy duty sling, but I'm going to be channeling my inner Cooper, because I'm going to take my my Nighthawk Custom 45 1911 and my Scout rifle, and I'm going to make myself a little Jeff Cooper kit.
You're going to be all Cooper-fied.
I'm going to be all Cooper-fied. So, and plus, I'll get to train with a guy who I would imagine, I don't know how much he ever got to work with him, but he, you know, when I'm talking to him about Scout rifles and everything, he's very much, you know, when he got the Boyd stock, he's like, yeah, this is a little heavier, but it's so much better. So we'll see how much I get savaged by the Scout purists. When I put that video out, there's like a subset of Scout lovers that they just came out of the woodwork. It was interesting to listen to.
Oh, there's a subset of every lover out there
in the gun.
They'll call you out on it if you don't get it right.
Yeah, so it better help too. You better work on getting that right. Speaking of getting it right, the truth about guns, like he just told you, nearly 2 million. Unique views per month. Now that doesn't happen if you don't have new content every day. Not just a little new content. I'm talking 10, 15 new articles a day. Something that's at the top of the page in the beginning of the day is going to be steadily, every time you go back, boom, 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 it's going down the line. And before the end of the day, it'll be off the front of the page. And that's what the Truth About Guns is throwing out there. They're constantly updating it. Most prolific of the gun blogs out there. Check them out, truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out. at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. I want to ask you about your top story that's on the front page right now. And that is the Antifa.
Ah, that's
the armed Antifa.
Yeah. By John Bach.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
Now, I have two stations in Seattle, KGTK and KITZ, that are listening right now. And I did not know the open carry of rifles was legal in Seattle. Is it?
You know, I didn't know that either. And it would, given the climate in the state of Washington, it would shock me if that's legal. Because Washington is doing its very best to Californiaize itself in terms of gun laws. They're trying to rival California in terms of the breadth and intensity of restrictions on the right to keep and bear arms as much as they possibly can. So I have not Googled, and I don't know what the legality is. What I do know is that Seattle's mayor seems to be trying to emulate Portland's mayor and keeping the police there from enforcing any laws against assault or anything, any other crimes that these Antifa people may commit when they protest or counter-protest. Now, obviously, everyone has a right to keep and bear arms. Assuming it's legal there, these Antifa folks would have the same right anybody else would to openly carry a rifle. That's fine. However, as we've seen in Portland over and over again, these people get violent and they like to intimidate and sometimes assault people with whom they disagree politically or say things. You know, God forbid someone should wear a MAGA hat or wave a flag or anything like that. They even have been caught intimidating and assaulting a journalist to try to document what's going on there. Our only concern is that at some point there's going to be a negligent discharge or maybe an intended discharge, and then things are going to get really ugly.
I'm looking at some of the rifles. I see a sub 2000.
Yeah, I saw that.
That if it has a magazine in it, it's a standard magazine for I don't know what. I don't know what the other gun is, but it looks.
There's at least one AR there.
Well, the AR I see looks like it's molded out of plastic.
Well, yeah, you know, maybe it's a 22 AR. Who knows? It does kind of look like it's not out of plastic, doesn't it? I know it's not even real. But I saw the Sub 2000 as well, and it looks like it's got a 10 or 15 round mag in it. I'm not familiar with the laws in Washington, but they are very restrictive. So it would really surprise me if open carry of long guns is legal there.
Open carry is legal. You cannot have a gun. And I was looking that up. I don't know about long guns. And as I'm looking at it, one thing I notice about these people is they're not really ready for combat because nobody's carrying any spare ammo. Nobody's wearing a plate carrier. I guess they're just really quick. They're wearing sickles and everything on their face, sickles and hammers on their face. And they're all masked.
Yeah, you have to wonder why every one of them is masked. If they are so convinced in the justness and the rightness of their cause and their willingness to punch a Nazi in the face, as they say they want to do, what are they scared of? Why do they have to hide their identity behind masks? I don't see people on the other side wearing masks during any of these things. The people that they're opposing in these protests, what are they scared of? What do they think is going to happen if their boss or their girlfriend or their boyfriend or whatever sees that they're out there dressed in black? Again, why are they all dressed in black? They seem to have a uniform, and And again, they're hiding behind these red, in this case, red masks, and afraid to show who they are.
Yeah, I'm looking at their kit and everything, what I can see of it, and it's, I guess, why don't we get a bunch of people together, me and you, and we'll go to Seattle, and we'll take our kits with us, and we'll stand there, and we'll be standing there in our kits, and when the Antifa show up and say, well, why are you guys all dulled up like this? We could just look at them and go, because we're Nazis.
Well, to them, anybody who disagrees with them is a Nazi.
Well, let's just go ahead and get that out of the way, and we don't have to have that semantic argument about, well, are you a Nazi? Because I'm not a Nazi. Are you a Nazi? I mean, telling me I can't do this, that's fascist. I mean, but no, we can just go out there and go, no, we're Nazis.
Yeah, I refuse to give in to any of that and never identify myself as a Nazi.
Well, but that puts me with them, though, because the Nazis were socialists.
They were the National Socialists, something yeah. that these people never seem to want to acknowledge. But the Nazis are the worst of the worst, and I will never self-identify that, even in order to make fun of these idiots who love to hit people over the head to convince them of how wrong they are.
I don't know. It just sort of sounds appealing to me. Yes, yes, whatever you say, I'm exactly everything you say. Do you care to engage? Because
yeah,
my gun,
exactly.
I can guarantee you, my gun has got all moving parts in it. All moving parts. I got rifle plates in this thing. I'll just stick my chest out. You can shoot me as many times as you want. There's steel, too. Steel plates.
Yeah, I hope it never comes to that.
Well, see, the problem is, do you remember, what was it, War Games with Matthew Broderick when he was still a kid, where they're out there and they think they caught it, except they haven't caught it, and then they're faced with the possibility they may have to go through it anyway?
Mm-hmm.
See, I always thought it was going to be a civil war because of the Democrats sweeping into power and then trying to take all the guns. Well, that doesn't look like that's going to happen now, but it looks like now they're just so spoiling for a fight that we may be forced to, you know, go to some sort of defensive measure anyway.
Well, but, I think that there are going to be certain locations where something
yes.
inadvertent
yeah, that's,
and
yeah.
terrible happens.
Let me get you hold right there. I want to expand on that when we get back. We're coming up on
okay.
the break. Truthaboutguns.com, 2 million unique visitors last month. No reason you can't get in on some of that action. Truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News.
Congressional leaders are honoring the late President George H.W. Bush. The body of the nation's 41st president is lying in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. During a ceremony, Vice President Mike Pence honored the Bush family.
On behalf of the first family and my family and the American people, we offer our deepest sympathies and respects to your family.
Republican Speaker of the House Paul Ryan also addressed the Bush family.
We are profoundly sorry for your loss, and we are honored to celebrate this wonderful life with you.
A fourth soldier who died in a blast in Afghanistan is being identified by Pentagon officials. Army Sergeant Jason Mitchell McCleary died from injuries after a roadside bomb on November 27th. Three other service members were also killed in that explosion. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And we've come to the point where we're sitting around here going, these guys is, you know, we were looking at the Antifa, the armed Antifa, or the quote-unquote claimed to be armed Antifa coming out of Seattle, Washington, where the cops stood back. Do you think, we saw in San Jose where the Ninth Circuit upheld a provision for the law enforcement in San Jose to be sued after they channeled a bunch of Trump supporters into some Antifa to where they got, you know, they were getting their heads handed to them?
Yeah.
Do you think we're running the risk of seeing some bloodshed occur where the cops, because this not interceding, they should be between Antifa and whoever else Antifa is targeting.
Yeah. I think it's just a matter of time. To the extent that these police departments on the West Coast take these hands-off approaches, that's just almost encouraging contact between one side and the other. And at some point, it's going to break out in Portland and a few other places, in actual violence, people hitting each other, usually with clubs, locks, chains, things like that. And it's going to get worse. Somebody's going to pull out a gun. In this case, people are openly carrying guns. Again, that's their right. But at some point, somebody is going to touch one off accidentally, or maybe even not accidentally. And then
we saw it in Charlottesville, we saw a guy take a pot shot at somebody.
Yes. Exactly.
He didn't hit him, but he took a pot shot at him.
Right. Exactly. I think these people are genuinely spoiling for a fight, a lot of them. And I don't think they're going to like the results when they get it. And it just, it creeps me out to no end to see them all clad in black. And it's a couple of these guys with the hammer and sickle on their masks and buttholing a hammer and sickle. In fact, I love how they identify themselves. That, I mean, that's with communism, you know, Soviet Union,
right.
Which, you know, gave Hitler a run for his money in terms of the number of people they murdered, over the years. You just have to look back at like the Ukrainian famine. You know, what, like 7 million people there? And that's the kind of cause that these people, are implicitly associating themselves with by wearing red with a hammer and sickle on their faces or carrying those flags. And they call themselves anti-fascist. It's just, if they had any sense of self-awareness or knowledge of history, they couldn't stop throwing up.
Well, if they had any sense of self-preservation, they would also understand a few other things as well. I mean, for a lot of people that go, there's a lot of people that go and train to use lethal force. And the problem they have is the veterans of the United States. And I don't know if I've ever put it this way. The thing about veterans, their skill set they learn in the military really isn't applicable to the civilian world because they train as a team, right? So
right.
As a singular individual trying to fire a maneuver, that's not really applicable as a single person in a civilian theater. What is applicable is they have faced fire and they know how to not let being in a firefight rule their day. And they know how to utilize, I mean, like in Dallas with the police officers that didn't know how to utilize cover. You know, one police officer get shot in the back by a guy who juked left and he juked right and the guy was right up on top of his cover. So he didn't see the guy coming around the side.
Yeah, I saw that as well. That was horrible.
It was. And the things they're missing, and when you're talking about they're going to get it, then the next thing that you and I would be concerned about is, okay, now what are they going to do with this now that they have driven us to this? What do they think is going to happen if they drive us to the fight? And begrudgingly, we have to take up the fight because we're not going to sit back and watch this just happen. What do you think that goes after that? I'm sure the fake stream's going to come after us. They're never going to say, well, they showed up with AR-15s first, and then the gun owners showed up with AR-15s, and it was just a bad day all around. Nobody's
yeah,
gonna say
exactly.
That.
There will be a moral equivalence there, and that the media will draw. And, you know, however it starts, it won't end well. There are going to be a number of people hurt and probably a number of people dead, and it's going to be a terrible, terrible day for this country when that happens. Mr. and Mrs. Gun Owner, you know, is going to be blamed for that.
Yeah.
You know, the knee-jerk reaction of everyone on one side of the aisle for sure is going to be the problem was guns. Clearly, what we have to do is get rid of the gun.
Mm.
You know, and that's we've seen it 100 times. Whenever somebody does something bad with a firearm, they blame the firearm. But somebody does something bad with a baseball bat, nobody wants to make baseball bats illegal. But
that's not an assault baseball bat, is it?
I don't know. Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it looks like a.
Well, I saw a new classification of weapons just the other day, the assault hockey puck.
I saw that myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a university in Oakland University. And suburban Detroit wants to give all the teachers and students hockey pucks to
hockey
defend
sticks.
Themselves in the case
no,
of a,
no hockey
an active shooter. No sticks. No, nothing to swing. But keep a hockey puck or two in your backpack in case a active shooter walks in and toss a hockey puck at him. If you notice, too, we noticed in the press release from them and in the news reports, they're also trying to sell hockey pucks. to raise funds to retrofit the doors on the classrooms of the school because the locks are on the outside. So that if you're in one of the classrooms and there is an active shooter somewhere on campus, you can't lock the door from the inside. Somebody's going to have to go outside and lock the door. And then he's locked out, she's locked out, whatever. I mean, it's...
What were they using these classrooms for in Detroit years ago? Were they locking students in there or something? What were they doing?
I don't know. I don't know.
That doesn't sound very promising, does it? We're about to come up on the next break. Want to talk about something that I had foreseen about getting ready to happen, and now it has happened, and that's when we get back. But I want to talk about what happened at NRA TV.
Okay.
Because that's breaking news right now, and while it's bad, it's not all bad, but it's bad. It's bad enough. But at Truth About Guns, you could be reading about this right now if you were there. If you were one of the 1.9 million people that go there on a monthly basis and check out all their stuff, and on the front page you got 12 stories. I think, let's see, two of them, three, four. You guys had a slow day. You got four stories left over from yesterday, huh? So eight new stories today. But, hey, eight new stories is a lot of new content to come out there. And, of course, Dan has to edit all of that. So maybe some, you know, he's busy celebrating. Anyway, we'll talk about this when we get back. We will be, you know, this is Lock and Load.
That? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. The best stocks at the best price in the business. Check them out, BoydsGunStocks.com. I am talking to Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. A long time ago, Dan, one of the things I used to lament to Robert was it would really be nice to have some major organization, I don't know, like, you know, I started out sort of backed by Gun Owners of America, and then that relationship came, because all of these relationships come to an end in time. And at the same time, I learned the value of independence when it comes to media. And unfortunately, we're seeing something come to an end with the NRA in the form of NRA TV.
Well, it's not coming entirely to an end, I don't
right.
believe. But, yeah, they've apparently cut a number of jobs there. And this is an outgrowth of a story that came out last week when, you know, when they made their tax filing, their revenue in 2017. They're down by about $55 million over 2016. From all indications that has continued into 2018, as you said, you know, to a certain extent, that's understandable. In 2016, run up to the election, obviously, people were, there were a lot of elections and the NRA was spending a huge amount of money supporting politicians on the pro-gun side, and they were soliciting a lot of money from contributors. And then when a GOP candidate was selected president by surprising everyone, I think a lot of people on the pro-gun side took a deep breath and said, oh, we don't have to worry now. And they stopped contributing. But it wasn't just on the contribution side. Apparently, their membership dollars are down as well, it's cost some money. I've talked to somebody. I know that they've cut jobs in the National Firearms Museum staff as well, and there's probably been some cutbacks and other less high-profile spots. So, you know, that's what you have to do. When your revenue's down, you can only pay so much, and you got to live within your means.
Right.
Now, you what you have to do.
Just to give you a peek behind the curtain, if you don't know this already, NRA TV is actually contracted to the NRA by a group called Ackerman McQueen.
I'm aware of that.
Yeah, and well, I know you knew that. I'm just sort of introducing this. Ackerman McQueen is a very high value production house and everything else. I mean, when I go to an NRA meetup, I just want to, you know, I want to look at Cam Edwards and say, look over there, elephant, and then run away with everything he brought.
It is a first-class operation.
Yes, it is. And the problem, I think, is their chosen outlet.
How do you mean?
Well, I mean, like Cam. Cam is on SiriusXM, which I'm a SiriusXM subscriber. But SiriusXM has about 450,000 subscribers total. So how many listeners could he possibly have? People like Colleen Noir, who I think highly of. I used to have him on my show when he had 25,000 subscribers on YouTube. How many people see his stuff on NRA TV? They might see him on the Joe Rogan Experience, or they might see him on other things where he might be a guest star, but how many of them actually see them on NRA TV? You and I know it exists, but how many people know that that exists that aren't part of the choir?
Yeah, that's probably true. I think you have to subscribe to it online, I believe.
Yeah.
I know you can get it via Apple TV. And I don't know that I'm sure some satellite services carry them. I don't know what their total reach is. That's a good question. I think in the Hill story on the layoffs listed 34 shows that they broadcast.
Right.
Everything from of course Dana Lash, you know, some of the more high profile people. Apparently, Wayne LaPierre's got a show. Oliver North has a show, and a few others, and then down to some lower-profile people as well. So, but again, I'm not a regular viewer of it. And as you say, I don't have access to it. I'm sure I could get it online.
Sure, you have to go looking for it, though.
I see. Yeah, I have clips. I see clips frequently, but you're right. You have to go looking for it.
Right.
It's not on my TV provider. I'm with Google Fiber. No, they don't have it.
But I mean, for example, you're out there and you guys do the necessary stuff to make sure people know your website is happening.
Yes.
The NRA doesn't have to do that per se, but the NRA got more publicity for having Carry Guard than they did for NRA TV, which also is contributing to this malady as well.
Yeah, you're saying the NRA Carry Guard?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. The NRA has been under sustained assault from many sides for a long time, and that really accelerated after Parkland. You've got Governor Soprano in New York pressuring all the banks and insurance companies to cut off the NRA, basically
right.
Taking up where Operation Choke Point left off. What you now have is corporate gun control. So we saw a parade of companies, Delta Airlines, United Airlines, Enterprise Rent-A-Car, Symantec, you name it. There's a whole list of them that stopped cooperating with the NRA on discount programs, wouldn't be involved with them at all. And then you had companies like Lockton, who was the insurance broker
right.
Behind Carry Guard, cut them off, again, under pressure from New York State regulators.
Yeah, they were threatened. Extorted, basically.
Yeah, exactly. In no uncertain terms. And that is the subject of an ongoing lawsuit, which
yep.
A judge recently said can go forward. So that will be interesting to watch. What is that? The First Circuit or whatever that the circuit is there. Not exactly a gun friendly circuit. That's a case that could very well go to the Supreme Court.
Right. Well, That one we're going to see. I'm waiting to see. I've spoken with some people, and there's no law against what they're doing, but there should be. If that is okay, then why wasn't choke point okay?
Yeah, I'm not a lawyer, but I'm not so sure that there is. While there may not be a law there, it may qualify as tortious interference. I don't know the exact definition of that. Again, you need an attorney to give you a better opinion than I can, but you think that there would be at least a cause for a good civil suit.
They should probably get him on racketeering or something.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know if you can sue a governor in a state for racketeering, but if you can, that seems to be a good candidate.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to get out there and qualified immunity. We need to see where the line is drawn at the qualification. Where does it qualify? Where does it cease qualifying?
There's got to be a limit there somewhere.
So, anyway, for those of you who are readers of truthaboutguns.com, outstanding. You guys gave them one of the best months they've had in a long time. If you're not a reader, you should go there, because one of the reasons that they had a surge in readership. And listen, this is sort of a slow time. Isn't it, Dan? It's a slow time for news in the gun world, and these guys are getting out there, and when there is no news, they're creating the article. They're not lying about it. They're going out and digging it up. This is journalism.
Gun reviews, too.
Yeah.
Gun reviews,
EDCs, lots of EDCs. Lots and lots of EDCs. I love the EDCs. Anyway, thank you for joining me this evening, and hopefully we'll talk again this Friday.
I will be there. Thank you for having me.
All right. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Tony Simon. Simon says train. Second Amendment is for everyone. We're going to talk about Trevor Noah, who said the Second Amendment does not apply to black people. That when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.